NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
I'm Moody V, and I guess Marika is the menstrual cycle. We're from Wellington, but at the moment we're divided between Auckland and Wellington. We started off as like an improv band with like acoustic guitar, and now we've become more of an electronic focused band, more like poppy.
Is Holiday for Two your first proper EP release?
Yeah, or like it came about because both me and her have been traveling this year for like quite a long time in Europe, and we met up in Greece. And so I thought it would be cute to name it after like us going on holiday. And we've been taking a bit of a break this year from like performing and stuff. So, yeah.
The first song on the EP, Dirty Chest. What I really like about this is it has this sort of sense of precipitation. There's sort of sounds that remind me of like heavy rain
wind.
But I don't think it's supposed to. It just has that feeling.
Well, that's quite cool because it's like in my head it's all about like kind of nature, and then also like the contrast of, and I think a lot about like what we eat all the time, and I don't know, I feel like sometimes we just eat candy when we're just feeling like at work when you're stressed, you're just like, give me a whole thing of candy and then you feel better, but it's just like a very short solution to how you feel.
Oh.
what equipment are you mainly using to put the songs together?
Well, Marika has an electronic violin with a really cool delay pedal that she kind of just mixes up a lot. And then I use Ableton mainly with like the drum pads, and then I have a little MIDI keyboard that I use for the noises, yeah.
Is it more or less the same setup for all of the tracks on the EP?
Yeah, like Marika's on the first song, Dirty Chest, and in Take Care of Your Income. But when we play live, Marika plays in all the songs, so yeah.
The second song on the EP is Do Nothing, which is just a little shorty.
Yeah.
It's based around a vocal sample. Where did that come from?
It came from my favourite TV show, Northern Exposure, which is also the same vocal sample in Take Care of Your Own Come, but it's this like buzzy show set in the 90s.
It's in Canada, right? It's a Canadian show?
It's like... in Alaska.
Alaska.
So it's like basically Canada, and it's a tiny town, and this doctor gets stuck there, and he's from New York, and it's really awesome because everyone that lives there is like very communal, and they all have these like crazy like philosophical moments. That's really awesome.
So and that track Do Nothing, what's he talking about in this segment there, and why did that appeal to you in particular?
I quite liked it because the whole episode was about, like, because he's a doctor in a small town, there was no patients, so he was constantly trying to, like, diagnose everyone to get something to do. And there's a radio host who has a brother that sometimes takes his place because they're, like, the same person, and he's just telling Joel to, like, chill out and just, like, do nothing, which I think is quite nice. I don't know, it resonated well with me, and I was like, that's such a cool way to see of like think of life, but like not in, I don't know, I saw it as like a positive, like, oh, your life has no meaning, but it's fine, like kind of like a chill, I don't know, sometimes people get really like nihilistic about everything, I don't know, I want it to be positive.
What if I come over and I can organize the tapes, I'll dust the records, I'll do anything. Look, what was the last time the Christian has that person?
I liked how you called it a little mix of tunes for kitchen cooking blues or deck chair dreaming. I thought that was pretty accurate.
Thanks. So. Yeah, that's what I was aiming for, like something you can put on in the background. And yeah, I wanted it to be super positive, but I think I'm moving more to like happy music. But I still have like, so I started with folk music and it was quite sad music. So I think I'm still like moving out of that, yeah, realm.
Third song is Feisty 111.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that track?
I wanted to create like a club track, but then also I like short songs a lot. So it was like kind of a mashup of that. But then the start has like weird guitar samples that I recorded and then just put a whole lot of like, just changed the pitch a lot. And then I used like a rumba beat and added halfway in the middle.
A rumba beat.
Yeah. the lyrics are pretty weird. I think I was just like, I think it came from my mom one time when I was dating someone. She was like, oh, is he the one? And I was like, oh, like one of ones. Like, it's just like, oh, everyone gets a bit feisty. And yeah, it was just like the, I don't know, when you go out, especially in Wellington, you know everyone. And sometimes you just want to go out and be a norm. Yeah, like no one know you, no one will know you. And you just want to have a good time and like not interact with anyone, just like dance and stuff. But yeah, that was kind of the vibe. I think I got the Native sound pack for that one. Yeah, no, I think the key tone is like crystal tone. I was very into it.
That brings us to Take Care of Your Own Cum.
Yeah.
It's about masturbation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very, like, really positive. Yeah. It's all about, I don't know, I just, about making sure you take care of yourself and not try and, like, make other people please you all the time. It's, yeah, very much taking your own, yeah.
It's not a very veiled message either. I like that. It's pretty just,
yeah, I had,
out there.
I had the refrain, like the line in my head for ages, and I was like, I really want to write a song that's just like, take care of your own cum and be like really nice about it. And in the end, I just like made it quite basic, and that's the way, because I was going to try and write all these crazy, like, quite visual lyrics, but then I kind of just was like, I could just say what I wanted to say instead of like trying to make it very like mysterious.
Does that also end with the Northern Exposure sample?
Yeah, it's when this in the episode the guy falls in love with this girl and then he goes a bit mad over it and then he's like, and then he starts exploring what is love and then he goes to the doctor because he thinks he's it's really good.
The fifth and final song on the EP is Dreams, which I think is appropriately named. It's definitely a dreamy track and a really nice ending.
It's my favorite song.
And it's the most kind of traditional song composition wise, I think.
Yeah, it's got like a chorus bit. I really wanted to use like trap style drums. That was the inspo of the song. And then just quite moody. And I kind of wrote it specially to play live after Take Care of Your Own Come, to have like this like low point to like relax. Yeah. And I usually just play straight into it when I perform live. So it's kind of, people often think it's the same song, but it's a different song.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.